Marcia Mayville. She's the president of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul's Lansing District, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Marcia. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Yesterday, I walked around and drove around the building, the St. Vincent de Paul store on Washington, and it just made me sad to see this because I know how many people you help there. First of all, for people who aren't familiar with what exactly you do there at the St. Vincent de Paul store and with the society, fill us in.
Okay, the store is also the headquarters for our client assistance office, and we take phone calls, and we assist with people's utility payments. Last month, we helped 107 people with utilities and spent about $21,000 with people's utilities. The store is what funds our client assistance office. All the proceeds from the store go right back into the community. And the store also is our conference's way of helping the poor in the area that they can write a voucher to our store for clothing, furniture, household goods. And we help, last year we helped probably about, let's say close to 2,000. I think the number is actually like 1,950 requests that were initiated for clothing and furniture needs.
All right, tell us about the fire and how did it happen and what happened?
The fire, we're told, started about 6:30 in the morning. We got a call. My husband and I were in Chesterton, Indiana, at our son's home, and we had a call from the alarm company that there was a fire inside our store and that the Lansing Fire Department had already been called. They are listing the cause as undetermined, but they are speculating that probably a rag in the furniture area that had some oils and stuff on it and honestly probably had not been properly taken care of and combusted.
Well, tell us, you don't have a facility. Do you plan to rebuild? Do you have information about a temporary location?
We do have information about a temporary location, and actually, Tony, you're the first to hear this. We are going to be at 5136 and 5206 South Cedar. It's the Jolly Cedar Plaza on the southwest corner of Jolly and Cedar. We are going to be like right by Walgreens and O'Reilly, Pearl Vision in that area. And we're going to have two storefronts for our temporary location. One is going to have clothing, shoes, boots, accessories, household items, riff-raff. And then our other location, 5206, is going to have the client referral office and then the furniture, the mattresses, the frames, and the electronics. So we're hoping, and we know that they will because we've just been blown away with the prayers and support during this past week. The fire at the St. Vincent Paul store has just made us keenly aware that this community is filled with people that have heart directed toward the poor. I am just humbled by their compassion and love. So I know that we will, with their help, be able to rebuild our current location and be better than ever.
All right, so you do plan to rebuild, and I would imagine when the investigation is closed, I've noticed that there's a restoration company over there already who's been doing some work, but you're just going to tear everything out down and rebuild.
We have a structural engineer coming in on Friday, and they'll let us know if we can keep any of the walls and maybe, you know, just build where they had to excavate to get the fire out on the east side. We'll know more on that after Friday when the structural engineer comes in, but we definitely will be at our location at 1020 South Washington as soon as we can.
Is there a phone number and or address that people can send checks or goods beyond. We know that the location, 5136 and 5206 South Cedar, is a place where people can go physically, but is there an address and or phone number that people can contact you?
Right. And we will begin accepting donations, Tony, on Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. And our donation hours will be Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 at that location. So that's certainly where they can come to drop off. We're not sure how long it's going to take us to get the store actually open for people to come and shop, but we will be there every day, Monday through Saturday, to take donations. The phone number for our new location is area code 517-272-1273. And if they use our current phone number, it will be forwarded to this, our new number. So the old number will still work, and that's 484-5395. And our new number again is 517-272-1273.
I'm going to schedule you to come on the program, if it's okay with you, Tuesday, this coming next week, same time. Is that possible so we can get an update on other things that have occurred?
It is absolutely possible, and we would love to do that.
All right, and we are going to start running a promotion to see if we can get our partners and folks in the community to jump on board and give what they can to help St. Vincent de Paul. We appreciate your time, Marcia. Blessings to you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Tony, and thank you for this opportunity.